U.S. bans the Kaspersky antivirus. Here's what you need to know. The recent ban on Kaspersky antivirus software by the U.S. government highlights the broader implications of cybersecurity on national security. President Biden's administration has given Kaspersky and its users until September 29, 2024, to cease the sale and use of its products in the U.S. The Commerce Department statement clarifies that Kaspersky can no longer sell or update its software within the country due to national security concerns. The ban is driven by fears that Kaspersky, a Russia-based firm, could be under the influence of the Russian government, potentially compromising U.S. national security. This suspicion stems from a 2017 order by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, for federal networks to stop using Kaspersky products, fearing they could be exploited to access sensitive information for espionage or cyber attacks. Despite Kaspersky's efforts to mitigate these concerns, including relocating its operations to Switzerland, the mistrust persisted, culminating in the recent ban. The key national security risks cited include the potential for the Russian government to exploit Kaspersky's software, the ease with which it could access sensitive U.S. data, and the risk of it installing malicious software or withholding malware updates. For Kaspersky customers in the U.S., the ban means no more software updates, raising the risk of cyber threats. It also brings up data sovereignty issues, with concerns that user data might be accessed by the Russian government. Moreover, using outdated software poses risks to your intellectual property and could lead to system compatibility issues. Organizations using Kaspersky are advised to seek alternatives promptly and enhance their cybersecurity strategies to prepare for future threats. The article also highlights the importance of comprehensive authentication solutions like SPF, DKIM, and DMARC in safeguarding email ecosystems.